Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is a special Specs tailgate version of the Nation. Specs Wine, Spirits, Finer Foods, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Cheers to savings. Number of Mavs storylines triculating through the news cycle here, and Mark J. Spears just updated. Kyrie Irving says he's working out with the intention of playing again this season, and if it was the playoffs, he could play right now. That's a big spread. Somewhere between here in the middle of November and the middle of April, I suppose, is the return schedule. But maybe that's what they want to wait for before making a decision on Anthony Davis, is get Kyrie Irving back in here and, you know, see what they're really moving on from. Now, speaking of Anthony Davis, he is expected to be out 7 to 10 more days. Story from the weekend is that he's got to play in order to prove his value to the league with the trade deadline coming up. February 6th. If I was the Mavs, I'd call BS on this. I would just say, you can do a physical. You know what he's capable of. It's not like he's 37 and hasn't played for 2 years. This is Anthony Davis. I just don't want to play him myself. You're going to assume that risk. Yeah. You know, and if you are hungry enough for a championship and a go-for-it mode, maybe you have a veteran roster and the luxury tax apron is coming for you this offseason. You're not going to be able to keep it together, so you're like, bleep it. Let's see if Anthony Davis can push us over the OKC Thunder or maybe over the Detroit Pistons is the case, as Cade Cunningham has that group absolutely balling, winners of nine in a row. But, if I don't want to play him. I think the idea of waiting for Kyrie Irving to come back and play Anthony Davis is an intriguing one. But if I was the decision maker over there, or if I had a seat at that table right now, I'd say, guys, we can't risk injury. This is our only get out of jail free card, is trading this dude.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, you might get to a point where, because you start playing with fire, the closer you get to the trade deadline and you don't have anybody biting on this, then you might have to run him out there. But I would definitely try and do everything in my power to keep him off the floor until I can get him traded and sort of call a team's bluff. Like, okay, you sure? You sure you don't want this? You guys are maybe a one big man away from making a run here? Come on now.
Maybe somebody else will. Maybe your competitors will want the Anthony Davis and be willing to take the risk. It's the way I'd play it. He is in the first year of a $175 million extension that he signed with the Lakers in August of 2023. So it is a very significant financial bullet. But, you know, the other storyline with AD is he had the Jordan Love jersey on there at the Mavs game. And I just wonder, is that him trying to get himself traded? Is that a sign? I don't know how much I'd want him in Chicago right now either.
Yeah, that is true. That does feel like just an intentional, disrespectful kind of move.
Yeah, and that's what I felt. And I guess he did preseason in interviews talk about how he is a big Packers fan, and I get that. And that's cool. Like, you can be a Packers fan and be outspoken. Hell, Jalen Brunson was an outspoken Eagles fan. But at a home game in Dallas, wearing a Jordan Love jersey, it's like you're kind of going out of your way. I don't think that that's necessary. It's come on. I didn't like it. I know some other people were saying, oh, you're just bitching to be bitching, as Brian would say.
Yeah.
But I took it as a little bit of a sign. Maybe it was nothing, but I didn't love it.
I think it'd been worse if he had a Hurts jersey on. I think if he's wearing a Hurts jersey, then you're kind of like he's thumbing your, you know, he's thumbing at your nose.
The nose.
He might not have done it intentionally. It's just a clueless thing that reminds you so many people involved with this Mavericks operation now are outsiders, and they don't know the tone is.
Right.
You really don't want to troll Cowboys fans like that. Everybody in this building is a Cowboys fan.
If you were the Mavs, though, you could have walked up to him and said, listen, bro, throw on another.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a polo. You know, we're going to give you another. We're going to give you a Mavs polo to wear today. You're not going to wear that today.
Yeah, I would think that, I mean, if I was the communications director right now, Gina Miller, it's her first full week on the job, that would be amongst my priorities. Like, who do I have to talk to get this message on? Like, do I just go up to Anthony Davis myself and say, hey, might want to rethink that in the future?
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets it. But it's not like it's a market like Los Angeles that really just got two NFL teams back in their market, and there's a bunch of Raiders fans and Niners fans, and everybody's like, yeah, we all just kind of, you know, have an NFL team based on who might have been here in the last four decades, but it's nothing really all that serious. This would be like wearing a Celtics jersey to a Rams game and taking off all the Lakers fans in the building. It's just not good for business.
Yeah, I think you got to have a rule. Like, if you're not healthy enough to wear your own jersey, you don't get to wear any jersey.
We're not wearing any
jersey. Yeah, street clothes does not require you to wear a jersey. That's not, street clothes are not part of your, a jersey's not part of your street clothes attire, right?
You know, be the coolest thing right now is to show up in a Dirk jersey.
That'd be sick.
Oh, see.
There you go.
That's healing for the community.
Yeah.
The Luka story evolution over the weekend. Apparently, Luka had a negative interaction, and he told as much to a former Laker teammate. The future Hall of Famer told Lakers teammates, so current teammates, that he thought his last conversation with Dumont may have played a role. Certainly sounds like it. 48 hours maybe after telling the owner off that maybe he got all too accustomed to here. I mean, I believe this would be a situation where your GM should have told Patrick Dumont, listen, I know you're new here, but this is what happens in the NBA. Sometimes, you know, superstars feel entitled to share their opinion or they're confrontational, but we got to take that. We're obviously not trading the guy, but unfortunately, Nika was probably hand in hand with him at the time. But that's pretty consistent with what I'd heard. You know, regardless of who the administration is, Luka was just pretty, I don't know if reckless or flagrant is the right word there with sharing what he thought was wrong. Okay, congrats are definitely in order for Cade Cunningham. I just mentioned him and the Pistons. They're on fire. He is averaging 27.5 points, 9.5 assists to go along with 5.5 rebounds per game, and everything's coming together for him. The Pistons winners of 9 in a row, they are atop the East, sitting there at 11-2, so always like to give local guys their flowers when we can here in the G-Bag Nation. Somebody to keep track of, but Cade's a can't-miss DFW guy. Dallas Stars have won 5 in a row. They are off tonight and host the Islanders tomorrow. I guess Duchesne's been put on long-term IR, though.
Yeah, and that might free up a little bit of cap space for you if the Stars want to go out and make a move similar to what they did last year. I mean, the connection, Mika Rantanen's been absolutely unbelievable. Wyatt Johnston's been great. Robo with Hatties. And this weekend was really special. Our buddy Ralph Schrand just goes into the Hall of Fame. Joe Newendyke as well. But the Stars right now getting it done without some key pieces is pretty darn impressive.
What's the ticket on Duchesne's contract?
He re-signed for a pretty affordable one. I don't think it opens up a ton of money. I wanted to say it was a little over 4 per year. I'll double check that.
It's the biggest loophole in sports right now. Your injured guy goes out, and you get to reclaim that money back into your salary cap. But you got to love it. And for as long as it's a rule, you want to see your teams.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Take the most advantage, and I'm sure the Stars will. Okay, pregame coming up at 4 here on the on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. They need to win this game, not only for the math of having a chance, but also just for the belief that this team is going to be better in the second half. So it's really a rubber meets the road kind of game. Not only is it a must-win, but it's a truth serum game as well. I mean, you could go all kinds of mantras on this one, but if you lose it, you won't be mathematically eliminated, but it'd be really, really hard to believe losses to Arizona and the Raiders would not be a death knell.
What do they say? The fat lady's warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's stretching.
Yeah.
She's sipping on some hot tea right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Morning news with the headline from Tim Kalishaw: Cowboys' glimmer of hope depends on beating the Raiders, but who can predict their mindset? There's two ways of looking at that. Number one, to the Marshawn Nealon, I don't know. Will it be galvanizing? Will it be, something that makes them just say, what are we really doing? Our defense has been bad and we're 2 games under 500. We really don't got a shot at this. Maybe it's a reason to give up or focus on other parts of your life. But also, this team was showing signs to me versus Arizona. They're not hungry enough. They don't really want this. Maybe the defense didn't buy in. Maybe the coaching staff wasn't doing the best job. And I do believe that at some point in this season, like, their focus and their drive, their confidence just hasn't been there. And we need them to remedy that coming out of the bye more than anything.
You got to hope that these reinforcements just add a spark. You got new faces. You feel like maybe you're better equipped to go out there and do some of the things that you've been wanting to. I did get the feeling just watching the Arizona game at the stadium, like there was a little bit of, I'm not buying what you're selling on the defensive side of the football. And maybe some players were, I don't know if it was a lack of effort, but it just didn't look like we were totally bought in here. So now you've got Quinnen Williams, who's a supremely talented player. You add a guy like Logan Wilson, who, look, as bad as the Cowboys linebackers have been, even though, Brian, I know you scouted him before. He's a guy that certainly fell out of favor in Cincinnati, but he could be a massive upgrade. Malik Hooker, I don't know. Like, he's always been a guy that has some solid moments. They love him and his communication and mental ability to process at the back end. That's something that maybe the communication issues, can he find a way to fix? But you would like to think, and we talked about this on Love of the Star last week, Brian, that 2012 game going to Cincinnati, that the Cowboys also, kind of an up-and-down year for them. They finished 8-8 with Jason Garrett, but they lose Jerry Brown in that car accident with Josh Brent. They go out and play an inspired game and found a way to get a win on the road over Cincinnati.
And then they beat Pittsburgh the following week.
Right.
But fell apart the last two games. But yeah, this is, there's, you've got a bunch of, you've got new guys stepping in here now. And so to me, it's, you've got to find a way to, those new guys have got to step up. Quinnen Williams, you talk about with Logan Wilson, what they have to do. They're still bad at safety. That's not going to change. I don't care who's playing safety. They're bad at safety. And that's what I worry about with Brock Bowers today.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about them. I'm not so much worried about what happens on the outside. I'm wondering how are they going to handle Brock Bowers in this football game. And a lot of it, I think, depends on offensively. All of a sudden, you get the Raiders get him going like he's capable of. He can make it a very long night for the Cowboys. I think you're probably going to see them get more exposed at safety, and it's going to be even more of a reason why when we start to work on the draft, and myself, I know about 25 players in already. This thing's got to get started, but they've got to get some better players here, and hopefully the ones they've added will give them a little bit of a lift, but you're still bad in a lot of other areas.
I would push back a little bit on the safeties if they use them right. Like, Elijah Clark is probably as good in coverage as Donovan Wilson, but if you use him right and there's more single high stuff, I trust Malik Hooker way more than any other safety that's been out there, and he's been cleared for today, right?
Yeah, he's been cleared, but he can't turn and he can't run like he needs to. And there's times when the ball, if things are in front of him and the Raiders run a ton of cross and stuff, you'll see if they start completing stuff in front of the safety, you'll know why. Because they don't have anybody that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I just don't, I don't trust. I've seen too much of Hooker and Wilson and Bell and Wanye Thomas now. If safety's not a priority for this team going into this draft and the upcoming offseason, then they don't know how to evaluate their team at all.
How high would you take Caleb Downs? Whew. If you end up with a fourth pick,
I'll tell you what, there's a couple of players, in this draft. McCoy from Tennessee, Delane from LSU. There's, you know, there's the
Arvell Reese.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the corner from Clemson.
Secondary players.
Yeah, there's players. I was asked if you would take him or one of these corners. I would take the safety before I'd take one of these corners.
Wow, it's a special safety.
And I'll tell you what.
He is special.
I will tell you this, though. These corners are damn good, too. Any one of those corners from Tennessee, LSU, Clemson, you would love to have on your team right now.
Of course, we'll have the best draft coverage anywhere in the world, headed up by Brian Broaddus and Zach Wolchuk here on The Fan throughout the spring and in a draft night. Okay, Jalen Ramsey spit on by Ja'Marr Chase, prompting a punch from Ramsey. He was ejected. Chase is going to be suspended for this, right? There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen already.
But the question for me is, if you get spit on, shouldn't you be allowed to punch the dude?
Yes. I just don't think they knew that he spit on him in the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was one of those hidden spits.
Yeah, and then he denied it. But if you go back and the slow-mo of it.
The loogie.
It looks like a nice.
Loogie don't lie.
Yeah. String of spit.
Yeah, that's
loogie don't lie.
Bad look for him. And then, yeah, after the game, he lied about it.
Yeah.
He was like, I didn't spit on anybody. But it's just another one of those that makes you go like, wow, what, you know, how much control are some of these guys losing in these moments, whether it's, you know, Jalen Carter or, you know, last night, maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL should have taken himself out of the game. Myles Garrett now on pace to demolish the single season sack record. He had four more Sunday. Talk about DFW guys. He has 15 in 10 games. That would be what, 25? He's on pace for 25?
I think 25 and a half.
I think he's got more than a couple of teams in the league.
Chopping
them, we're talking about this morning. There's a couple of teams that have less sacks than him alone. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Niners are definitely one of them. I'm sure the Bengals are.
Yep.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here, the Specs tailgate show going all the way till 4 o'clock, so 43 minutes remaining until the pregame show. We got the Cowboys news of the evening and everything developing with game day coming up here in, 4 hours from now? They'll be kicking it off. All right, and we're back with the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.